The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Act 2, Scene 6. The same location. Enter Graziano and Salerno, masked. Graziano speaks. This is the penthouse under which Lorenzo desired us to make stand. His hour is almost past, and it is marvel he outdwells his hour, for lovers never run before the clock. Or 10 times faster Venus's pigeons fly, to seal love's bonds new made, than they are wont to keep obliged faith unforfeited. That ever holds, who riseth from a feast with that keen appetite that he sits down? Where is the horse that doth untread again his tedious measures with the unbated fire that he did pace them first? All things that are with more spirit chased than enjoyed. How like a younker or a prodigal the scarfed bark puts from her native bay, hugged and embraced by the strumpet wind. How like the prodigal doth she return with overweathered ribs and ragged sails, lean, rent, and beggared by the strumpet wind. Here comes Lorenzo. More of this hereafter. Lorenzo enters. Sweet friends, your patience for my long abode. Not I, but my affairs have made you wait. When you shall please to play the thieves for wives, I'll watch as long for you then. Approach. Here dwells my father Jew. Ho! Who's within? Enter Jessica, above, in boy's clothes. Who are you? Tell me, for more certainly, albeit I'll swear, that I do know your tongue. Lorenzo and thy love. Lorenzo, certain, and my love indeed, for whom love I so much? And now, who knows but you, Lorenzo, whether I am yours? Heaven and thy thoughts are witness that thou art. Here, catch this casket. It is worth the pains. I am glad 'tis night. You do not look on me, for I am much ashamed of my exchange. But love is blind, and lovers cannot see the pretty follies that themselves commit. For if they could, Cupid himself would blush to see me thus transformed to a boy. Descend, for you must be my torchbearer. What? Must I hold a candle to my shames? They, in themselves, good sooth, are too light. Why, 'tis an office of discovery, love, and I should be obscured. So are you, sweet, even in the lovely garnish of a boy. But come at once, for the close night doth play the runaway, and we are stayed for at Bassanio's feast. I will make fast the doors, and gild myself with some more ducats, and be with you straight. Jessica exits from above. Now by my hood, a Gentile and no Jew. Beshrew me, but I love her heartily, for she is wise, if I can judge of her, and fair she is, if that mine eyes be true, and true she is as she hath proved herself, and therefore like herself wise, fair, and true, shall she be placed in my constant soul. Jessica enters below. What art thou come? O gentlemen, away our masking mates, by this time for us stay. Exit with Jessica and Salerno. Enter Antonio. Who's there? Signor Antonio. Fie, Graziano. Where are all the rest? 'Tis 9 o'clock. Our friends all stay for you. No mask tonight. The wind is come about. Bassanio presently will go aboard. I have sent 20 out to seek for you. I'm glad on it. I desire no more delight than to be under sail and gone tonight. They exit. The end of Act 2, Scene 6 of The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kishner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.